way. Because God said wherever he is awesome. Now, did you catch that?
Well, I don't know how you know that this morning. Do you know what we went through just getting here? I tell you what, I don't feel a thing this morning. You know what? We don't live by our feelings anyway.
I just know what the Word of God says, and he says, where two or three are gathered in my name. Can anybody finish that? I am. So, you know what? Regardless whether your feelings ever line up this morning or my feelings ever line up this morning, and regardless of the fact that I know the reason I know it's going to be a good service is because the devil tried to burn down the church yesterday. You go, oh, what happened? Well, one of our air conditioners burned out. And in the process of burning out, guess what happened? It smokes, doesn't it? And it just so happened. Nah, things don't just happen. Somebody happened to come here to do something, and they found it, and they called somebody else, and they got it taken care of to where they're. But now, you know, the angels of the Lord are encamped around about this place, church. Now, I tell you what, we have a lot to be thankful for this morning. So I tell you what, you might have to do like me. You just say, okay, feelings, you don't have any part in my relationship with God. It's good when they're there, but when they're not there, I still got it, right? Well, I'm going to read from the Word this morning, so if you would stand up, please. I'm reading from Psalm 9. Most of the time, we don't even know what's in Psalm 9, right? It's not one of those that we memorize, but I want you to listen to it from the Message Bible. And it says, I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I didn't hear anybody doing this morning. It says, I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, high God. Wait just a minute. Boy, y'all are quiet today. Let me start all over again. David said, putting our feelings aside, David said, I'm thanking you, God, from a full heart. I'm writing the book on your wonders. I'm whistling, laughing, and jumping for joy. I'm singing your song, high God. Wow. The day my enemies turned tail and ran, they stumbled on you and fell on their faces. You took over and set everything right. When I needed you, you were there taking charge. Now, how many of you experienced that? When you needed him, he was. Has he ever failed you? No. Have I failed him? Yes. Has he ever failed me? No. When I needed you, you were there taking charge. You blow the whistle on godless nations. You throw dirty players out of the game. You wipe their names right off the roster. Enemies disappear from the sidelines, their reputation trashed, their names erased from the halls of fame. God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. Did you hear that? Here, you hear that? I don't care what anybody says. God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. He decides what is right for us earthlings, gives people their just deserts. God's a safe house for the battered. Now listen to this. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. Sing your songs to Zion, dwelling God. Tell his stories to everyone you meet. How he tracks down killers, yet keeps his eye on us, registers every whimper and moan. Be kind to me, God. I've been kicked around long enough. Once you've pulled me back from the gates of death, I'll write the book on hallelujahs. On the corner of Main and First, I'll hold a street meeting. I'll be the song leader, and we'll fill the air with salvation songs. Amen. Oh, come on, church. Hallelujah. Did you catch what he said here? He said, you know what? Said he is a refuge to those who were battered. What did it say there? A safe house. Now, have you ever heard of that before? Right. Finding a safe house for the battered? He's the safe house for the battered. He's the sanctuary during bad times. When we get there, we can relax. Why can we relax when we get there? Because who's in charge? He is. He's in charge. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to hold a street meeting. I'll be the song leader, and we'll fill the air with salvation songs. How about that? Amen? All right, I want you to, we're going to sing, but I want you right now, just on your own, lift your hands and begin to praise God. Come on, church. Praise Him in the sanctuary. We magnify You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We glorify Your name. Your name is above every name. Every name, Father God. You're in center this morning. It's not the team. It's not the worship. It's You. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we're not worshiping You to get anything. We're worshiping You because You deserve it. You deserve our worship. Hallelujah. We praise You and we magnify You. Let's go. were standing on a sidewalk out here having a street service. Were you ever involved in a street service? Did you ever see anybody and go up and they were doing a street service? I can remember used to be a pretty common thing down here on town, on the courthouse, that they'd have somebody down there preaching. Somebody'd come up and they'd just start preaching. Didn't matter, you know. How many of you remember seeing that? Oh, you've missed it. The street preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know what? Now you have to have a permit, I think. But you know what? They can't stop it here. Amen. They can't stop it here. Come on, let's praise him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. What does it say? Fill my life again. I give my life to you. Hallelujah. Father, we do that today in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I think you'll recognize this song. It's been a while, but you'll recognize it.
Oh, yes, I know it.
it's true.
The blood of Jesus has set me free. You know, he set me free from fear. He set me free from anxiety. He set me free from offense. Uh-oh. Come on now. Hallelujah, because it's right in front of your face every day if you want to see it. The power of offense will come in and it'll drain you. It'll steal your joy quicker than anything because it'll torment you. And every time you start to praise God, if you let a spirit of offense come into your life, when you let a spirit, it will drain, and you'll think, every time you see a person, you'll think, oh. But I tell you what, I don't know about you all, but I've been set free from a spirit of fear, a spirit of offense, a spirit of torment, from healing. Amen. Hallelujah. I know it. Do you know it today? Are you sure you know it? Are you convinced that you know it? Start it again, can you, brother? Are you? You know it. This is a cow song, okay? This is a private joke between me and between Cole and I. Calls them my cow songs. You keep repeating it over and over. But you know what? Do you know it? Remember that psalm I read this morning? Psalm of David. He said, "You know what? I'm going to get out on the streets. I'm going to do a street service, and I'm going to shout hallelujah." Yes.
For it last Sunday. None of you all knew what was going on in our lives with Jennifer. Shirley had a word from God. She said she just had to share. She didn't know who it was for. It's about your children coming back to God. And nobody knew that Jennifer had actually been missing for 2 weeks last Sunday. She called us Thursday. We just claimed it Sunday that God's bringing her back. God's going to watch her. Well, Thursday she called herself and she had actually checked herself into a rehab.
Praise God. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. That's something to whistle about. Amen. That's all you can do is whistle. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody else was sharing something with me, and I said, that's testimony stuff. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, I know it.
Forgiven, fear has got no hold on me. I'm set apart, not living life my old way. No holding back till I see him face to face, because I know it. Oh yes, I know it. I know it.
Power.
References to 9/11. You're already hearing them, and there'll be some special services probably somewhere and all that. But you know, when we first learned this song, Our God is Greater. And this song was written, I don't know if he had that in mind or not, but I want you to know, it doesn't matter what looks like it's burning up. Our God's going to raise it again. Because he is the God. You know, if the three Hebrew children, and they were young men, can walk through a flaming, burning fire and come out without even a smell upon them, then things can burn, and we can walk through them and it not burn us. Amen? Amen. Our God is greater.
Thank you.
God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Our God is greater. You know, I don't think there's a one of us, and most of us, like this last year, there's been a time and a place that you've sat there and you felt like everything had just burned up, or it was going to burn up. And God has always come through and given you a word of something and shown you that it's not over, that it's not done. He sent a song or a word or a person to tell you, let your faith rise. Come on. We're not done here, church. We're not done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
God, forever.
Shirley, you come and lead us in our prayers. And I tell you, keep your hands up just a minute. I'm going to let you sit down. Okay.
I just want to say this. When we were singing that song, I lift my hands, believe again. And I was standing there and raising my hands up. And after a little bit, they got tired. And I thought, you know, they're just not what they should be. But the Lord spoke to me and he said, remember this, 2 months ago, you couldn't even raise them up. Amen. 3 months ago, I couldn't turn over in the bed by myself. They had to come and turn me from one side to the other so I wouldn't develop, you know, bed sores or whatever. I couldn't do it myself. But I can stand in the presence of God today and I can lift my hands. And I'm walking without a cane. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's going to pray. You want to sit?
Whatever you feel like you need to do. Yeah, you can sit down for a few minutes. God is good, amen. I was on the way to church this morning, and I kept hearing a song in my spirit that we used to sing in the Baptist church when I was little. Thank God for the Baptist church.
Right.
Amen. That's what I learned about salvation.
That's right.
Amen. They preach heaven and they preach hell. You can feel both of them. Amen. But the song that I heard in my spirit was, too many miles behind me, too many trials gone through, too many sunsets now to remind me that there's too much to gain to lose. Amen. So you can't quit now. For us that have been Christians a long time, we can relate more to that song than some of you that may not have been saved long. Amen. But you can't quit now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to go over a few announcements this morning. And then we're going to pray. Prayer changes things. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let me just share one more thing real quick. Last Sunday when God gave us that word about this is the